Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSign for Wednesday, March 3rd. First, how to recognize a stock market bubble. Then ADP reports fewer new jobs than Wall Street expected. All that and our preview of the rest of today's corporate results, along with the latest news on the economy, coming right up. Well, it's easy to recognize a bubble, an old trader once told me. Just wait for the crash that follows. Funny, he's right, of course, but it's less than helpful when you're actually living through one. Here in the United States, we've lived through several asset bubbles. There was the dot-com bubble of the 1990s, when the NASDAQ, the principal home of the dot-comers, soared by 10 times its level in less than 10 years. Or the U.S. housing bubble of earlier this century, when housing prices nearly doubled, also in about 10 years. Of the four largest stock markets worldwide, only one has been able to surmount its most recent bubble burst, and that's the United States markets. The European stock market, as measured by the Stoxx Index, peaked back in March of 2000 and currently trades about one-third lower than the level reached back then. That's 21 years of lower stock market prices. For China, a similar story. The Shanghai Composite Index peaked in 2007 and now trades 45% lower. Japan the same, but a much longer time without recovery. The Nikkei topped out way back in 1989 and still trades one quarter lower than those heady days. All three markets exploded into bubble levels, and for the past 14 to 21 years, their markets still trade at a substantially lower level. Now, it's generally accepted that the real cause of these asset bubbles is the monetary action by each nation's central bank. In a 2005 paper entitled Asset Price Bubbles and Monetary Policy, no less an authority than the European Central Bank squarely puts the responsibility on the shoulders of the central bankers themselves. It is loose, overly accommodative monetary policy that is a chief contributor to these markets that simply get away from themselves, with valuations far in excess of anything that is reasonable. Now, turning our attention to that one market which continues to march higher and higher, what are the chances that the U.S. markets are currently in bubble territory? Well, first, in looking at the actions of the Federal Reserve, it's hard to imagine a more accommodative role for the Fed. In fact, I would argue that the Fed's stance currently is the most dovish monetary policy in history. Expanding their asset purchases to go beyond merely government issues to now include corporate bonds was a very, very big step in this direction. And of course, in the most recent pronouncement last week by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, it is clear that interest rates will remain at historically low levels for the foreseeable future. So accommodative monetary policy? Check. An extended period since the last market crash? Check. It's been 12 years since the market corrected 50%. That was during the great financial recession of 2008 and 9. Last year's 25% correction in March, most would not consider a full market crash. So the question is, are we currently in a stock market bubble? The likely answer is yes, but yes with a caveat. This market could continue on for months as long as the Fed remains in this supportive position. But currently, by most measures of value, we are well above the historic norm. And at some point, we should all expect that this market will indeed fall back to its historic averages. I don't think that it's really different this time. A couple of interesting economic indicators released so far this morning. The first was Marquette's latest on the European Union's Purchasing Managers Index. The index came in at 48.8, And although this is slightly better than expected, it is still a contraction in PMI. Also reporting this morning was ADP with their employment numbers for February. New hires came in at 117,000. That was nearly 80,000 below Wall Street's estimates. In earnings today, a couple of soft results from discount retailer Dollar Tree and hamburger franchise Wendy's. Positive results, however, out of eyeglass store National Vision. And that's our look at Wall Street for Wednesday, March the 3rd. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.